1620-94.5 WTAW. The state prison system received a record $360 million from the legislature for construction projects during the 2024 and 2025 fiscal years. An update on how that money's being spent during December's state prison board meeting included comments from Director Brian Collier.
When we get that funding, the way we continue getting that funding is showing that we put it to work, we get it spent, on what they told us to spend it on, and we make it work.
In the Brazos Valley, Facilities Director Ron Hudson brought up the Luther Prison in Grimes County being on the $31 million list for getting air-conditioned cells. Statewide, when completed, there'll be air conditioning for 62,000 inmates at 45 units.
We didn't know we were going to get air conditioning money, so that kind of set us back a little bit that we had to get all those projects designed. And I'm happy to say that every one of those air conditioning projects on that list now are 100% design complete, and they've been sent over to contracts and procurement, and they're actually now working through the process of what they need to do to get that RFP built and get those out on the street.
The Luther unit also mentioned where guards patrolling the perimeter of the prison will be replaced with fences using a microwave intrusion detection system. Hudson says that allows personnel savings to be applied to corrections officers inside prisons.
Right now, we have collapsed 170 positions so far. If my calculations are correct, by the end of 25, our numbers will be up somewhere around about 225 positions that will be totally collapsed. That'll be an annual savings of somewhere about $11.2 million a year.
Hudson brought up the Luther and PAC units in Grimes County receiving new water wells and new wastewater treatment plants, which were among $6.5 million spent on 44 utility projects around the state.
Now, many of our old units were built in areas where we can't get a local municipality to bring water or take our wastewater. So we have to take care of that infrastructure ourselves.
Hudson says since September 1st, the prison system's had 386 construction projects totaling $77 million. That compared to $45 million spent on about 1,100 projects during the 2018 and 2019 fiscal years. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.